500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that stupid little town of Pascagoula.
Yeah, the day the squirrel went berserk in the old Bloom City Church. I bet Joanne had something to do with it. Joanne Krulots comes your way at 7:45 with our news update. It's time right now for an ABC news update on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And it's brought to you by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and by PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a Southeast Asian summit in Malaysia, commenting briefly on the talks he's held with China's foreign minister, admitting tariffs are a big part of the conversation these days.
We acknowledged, you know, there are some issues that are going to be we have to work through, not just beyond trade, but others. But I thought it was a very constructive and positive meeting and gave us a lot to work on.
Back in Washington, hundreds of State Department employees are getting notices they'll be losing their jobs, part of a reorganization of the department. Today, President Trump visits Central Texas, where more than 160 people are still missing from flooding a week ago. A federal judge in New Hampshire has issued a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the United States. What it means is that the birthright issue will likely once again end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Immigration raid at a California farm. Masked agents lining immigrants up against a wall, detaining at least one of them. This is ABC News. Taiwan launching the biggest military drill in its history in preparation for a potential Chinese attack.
We're talking, you know, 22,000 reservists taking part, getting the call up, but also in length. They're normally 5 days. They've been doubled to 10. Now, also, the scope has grown. The first phase of these exercises will basically simulate what happens if their central command is wiped out.
ABC's Britt Clinic in Hong Kong. A reward for the Michigan official who ran over a gunman outside a church last month.
From a Ford dealership in Wayne, Michigan.
You want to check out your truck?
Deacon Richard Pryor gets a new F-150 after he used his previous truck to run over a gunman outside a church last month. Heard by a doorbell camera.
Cross Point Community Church. They have an active shooter situation in the parking lot.
I didn't have a weapon on me or in the truck.
And?
I think that's where the Lord comes involved.
For the new truck?
Very grateful, very thankful.
Pryor slowed down the gunman till a security guard shot him to death.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher, mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
Currently foggy, muggy, cloudy, but we're at 67. I'm sure that here's a couple of names that are probably pretty popular on the baby registry in Pea Ridge. Hey, it's Amos Moses.
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got men and Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah.
That's Jerry Reed stopping by for your Friday get-together. In about 10 minutes, we will have the roundup.
Call him Amos Moses.
Oh, Hank Bray stopping by. I'm not sure if today's recipe will have any alligator in it, but I'm sure it's going to be good. 67 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, but travel with caution today. Still some fog out and about, no matter where you're headed. Thank you for taking us along. Along with King George, right or wrong.
Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Though I pray. Still in love with you.
right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. Oh Lord, in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidtwoman Hills, as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassionate senior care at Schmidtwoman Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidtwomanhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher: mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
We're currently at 67, some fog throughout the area. We are powered by Mountain Dew and bad decisions, so look out! We're up on the caffeine today, along with the Statlers. Hello, Mary Lou.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, though I never did need you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm Lou, Mary Lou, that we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you couldn't tighten. That's all I need to see for me to say. I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Joanne, hello Tim, hello Hank.
Goodbye, heart.
My name is Adam Hess. I am in for PJ Nee. We'll be doing it all next week as well, giving Phil some much needed time off. Hey, at 7:20, we're going to make Hank come into the studio. He's going to have a recipe for us. It's going to be a big to do. It's the Roundup coming your way next.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
7:19, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 68 degrees. We are 1 minute away from the roundup. This is a call to Hank. Attention, Hank. Attention, Hank. 60 seconds until showtime.
For the market at U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Ride them in rawhide. I took a hit for you. I took that hit for you. I was doing the singing so that way when people will call or complain, it won't be about your singing.
Hey, did you hear about the new show I'm starting?
No, do tell.
Yeah, it's, Phil has the,
Wait,
the,
who?
Where is Phil?
Who?
Have you seen Phil today?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay,
I have always been here.
Am I new?
Yeah, you're the new one. Yeah, you feeling okay, Hank?
I just
There's that Pea Ridge fever going around.
It's that Phil thing.
Phil.
Where is Phil?
Okay, so we've kicked him out of the building.
You did this morning.
We did, yep. And then all next week as well. I'll be in.
Why didn't you? Why didn't he deadbolt the door?
He tried, but I got, you know, he.
You're that tech guy. You can
well,
get in anything.
He had it on his schedule to deadbolt the door about 3:40 this morning.
Yeah, you're
3:38.
You outsmarted
I
the
did.
Phil, man.
I know, and that's hard to do. You know, us Ethiconians outsmarting each other. Your new show. Tell me about your new show.
Yeah, you know, Phil has the one, the lighthouse in the, you know, the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have one that's a light in the outhouse.
Oh.
So, you, and it's full of Hanko.
Yeah, you are fully equipped for that.
Yeah, I just want to know if you could design some kind of...
Oh, I could do a graphic. Oh, I can do a website. We can do social
not a website.
Media.
I don't need a sub.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty big. You know, you may want the you may want the reach of a website on that one, or maybe not. Depends what kind of Wi-Fi you get in the outhouse.
I mean, just because it smells doesn't mean it's a bad show, Adam.
We'll go with that.
Yeah,
hey, if the smell test is a indicator of the show's worth. I wouldn't have been on the radio for 30-some years already. Let's just be honest.
I hate to be honest, but I'm going to be. So you got to get any plans for the week?
I'm going to be here tomorrow. And then next week, you and I are going to do the same thing all next week.
Really?
Yeah, I have some fun stuff planned.
Oh,
if it comes through, I'm just going to give a little teaser here. If it comes through, there will be a lot of your history and past revealed. I'm not talking like last week or last year. I'm talking P. Ridge. I'm reaching out to P. Ridge.
Well, I hope our transformer doesn't go down.
So we'll see what that brings. But yeah, that's pretty much my plan.
Basically get some dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're a good man.
Yeah, you know what? And that's what your brother, I mean my anonymous source has told me.
My brother. Let me guess Russell.
You got it.
Yeah, let me guess him.
Oh, hey, so, you have a great, just a great folder lined up for us.
Yeah, not,
he actually has, listen. He has a paper folder he comes in with.
Every morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm loving that. I show up with my iPad and my D-pad and the Q-pad, and here you are with your folder.
I have a thing to ponder.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
If the poison expiration date is passed, does that mean it's less or more poisonous?
You know, I've actually thought about that one, and then I just let it go. I don't overthink that one, but... I mean, can poison, like if you have mouse poison or rat poison or weed poison.
Mold poison.
Yeah, can it go bad past the expiration date? Maybe it's more lethal.
You've heard about me and the battle of my moles, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's been going on for about 2.5 years.
Oh, gee. Oh, yeah. I have. Yeah. I have, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard you and Phil chat about that. And
Phil makes fun of me.
How's the battle going?
I'm losing.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I'm... I'm getting them every once in a while.
You battle moles. He battles soy sauce under the stove.
Did you see it now? The no lids on it?
Yeah. I bet if you look under the refrigerator, there's packets under there, too.
I guarantee they are.
Yeah. We know who to blame.
Yeah.
Hey, your recipe today that we're going to be talking about, and we'll be jumping into that in a little bit here, but any soy sauce in that?
Well, you could always throw soy sauce on it.
On anything.
It has chips in it.
Oh.
It's called the 236 Southern Snack.
So is that like 236 a.m.?
Butter biscuit, a.m. Butter biscuit nachos.
Oh, because nobody in the p.m. would want this. But once the a.m. hits, all bets are off. When you're hungry.
You lived alone, right?
Yeah, I did.
You did this stuff.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I just didn't have the internet at the time to document it.
Yeah.
Had I, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what.
And a lot of these recipes just actually, because I just look in the fridge, what can I throw in here?
Right. It's all trial and error.
And it's all
mostly error.
But it's all going to be eaten.
Right. Yeah.
It's 2:36 in the morning.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it tastes like.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, Hank.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
I've got your back on that one.
Oh, boy. And I keep eating this stuff in the morning, and I don't have double back.
Yeah, I think we could do a whole episode on Hank's gas created by Hank's recipe.
Yeah.
There's a science behind that, right? It's biology.
Yeah.
It's real, man.
It's real.
Believe me, it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, here we go. 2:36 a.m. Southern snack.
Okay.
The butter biscuit nachos. Here's your ingredients. One leftover biscuit. Bonus points if it's slightly hard enough to cause dental damage. You know, Adam, that's a big thing there. One slice of American cheese that's seen its better days.
Okay. Check. I have that.
You do have that.
I do. I always do.
Barbecue chips.
Yep. There's always some kind of a chip. And if I don't have barbecue, I can slap some sauce on it.
Right. Well, this is what I used. So crumbier the better. So for a crumble.
Oh, okay.
If not, smash them.
Smash them anyway.
So, yep.
I'm with you.
A drizzle of ranch dressing or whatever bottle is least sticky in the side fridge door.
The French is out because that always ends up sticky.
Does it?
Yeah. The lids don't fit right, and I get super excited when I'm putting French dressing on my salad, and it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three pickles.
Okay.
But these are optional, but emotionally necessary at this time.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. It's early or late, however you're looking at it.
A dash of shame.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole cupboard.
I was going to say, I'm good there. I have plenty of that on hand.
Here's your instructions, young man. Break the biscuit into chunks like you're mad at it. Scatter them on a paper plate and grace them, and then with all the grace of a raccoon into a dumpster. So, I mean, that's the best part. So layer the cheese, layer with cheese, and slap it on top. No need to be fancy. It's 2:36, Adam. And dignity left at midnight.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Dignity is gone.
Once that refrigerator door opens, it's done.
Yeah. Yep.
Sprinkle some barbecue chips over it.
Oh.
Like a, over the cheese, like a spicy fairy dust, you know.
Ooh, because it's dust anyway because you've smashed them.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you drop any chips, don't worry about it. My dogs will pick it up.
Yeah. Or the raccoon.
The other.
I'm sure there's a raccoon running around there somewhere, Hank.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Probably he's the one that opens the fridge and makes those.
Right.
Microwave for at least 33 seconds.
Okay.
No idea why that's a magic number, but trust your ancestors.
Yep.
Okay. Drizzle ranch in a zigzag pattern. Ooh. If you're feeling feeling artsy.
Oh yeah. You could do a full pattern. I like that.
Straight line if you're in a crisis.
Yeah, it happens.
It's
2:36 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, it's not like 2:38. So
right. Oh yeah, because we have our prep time now.
Yep. Top the pot with pickles for that tangy, what am I doing my life flavor, every morning, and then think about that you're not going to do this the next night.
Yep, and then about 3:36, the indigestion hits, and you're up the rest of the morning. Yep.
Eat over the sink within your pajamas while staring into the void.
Nice.
And you can sob if you want to at this time.
I'm sure I'm probably sobbing before I'm even to that point.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm alone. It's 2:36 and I'm eating old biscuits.
And I have a freaking raccoon somewhere.
Yeah, there's a raccoon somewhere, man. Yeah. If you're not going to sob over that, you're Iron Man.
Have you ever had a pet raccoon, though?
I did, actually, when I was a kid. I
absolutely loved it.
Yep. He used to sit on my shoulder.
Yep.
And we'd walk around. I had a pigeon, too.
Really?
And the pigeon would be on one shoulder. The raccoon would be on the other shoulder. And they either didn't see one another, but I have small shoulders, right? So you would think they would have seen each other. But they got along well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I love it. We had a raccoon named Zach.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness. He was a treat.
I was pretty young, but if I remember right, Roger, I think we named ours Roger.
Roger.
Yeah. I don't remember the pigeon's name, but I got a picture of them. I should find that and post that on Facebook.
Yeah, a little bit of throwback.
Yeah, I was like 6, maybe 7 years old, and raccoon on one shoulder, pigeon on another.
You felt like, Daniel Boone.
I was the king of Keysville that day. Yeah. Pete Ridge had nothing on me that day.
Nothing.
Hey,
serving suggestion.
Yeah, bring it.
Pairs well with a lukewarm sweet tea.
Okay.
All right, regret.
Yeah.
And watching 3 hours of raccoon videos on YouTube.
Okay, right? There you go.
I'm a huge raccoon fan.
And that's why, I wouldn't be surprised, if there's one running around somewhere on your premises and you wouldn't know it, because they can hide pretty well. They're pretty much nocturnal.
Answers a lot of questions.
Yeah, you may have a raccoon. You thought you had a roommate, it may be a raccoon. Mm-hmm. And he's not paying rent.
He's done.
There's a regret. He's got to go.
He's done.
So we debuted something fun the other day.
Yeah.
We called you, or I called you, the original Valentino of P. Rich, because he was a romance guy, Valentino.
Really?
He was a silent film star back in the probably 1920s or 30s. But everybody wanted to be like or marry or go out with Valentino. So
well, that's not me.
Well, it was with that love line. That was a pretty good love line yesterday about wagging the tail. Yeah.
Every time I see you, my tail would be wagging.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Do you have a new love line for us?
I do. Today is Love Quotes from the South. It says, "You light up my world like a bug zapper in August."
Oh, nice. Snap, and they make that sound. When that bug hits, your soul. Boom. That's your soul when she walks on by.
That's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're wagging your tail and you're getting zapped.
Yeah. It's like a dog.
Wish I would have grown up in P. Rich. Part of me wishes I would have had your knowledge base and what you can draw upon for your Southern love lines, your Southern biscuits, your Southern raccoon stories.
Why don't you come up with some Northern love lines?
I will. I think I will, because I had a lot of lines in Keysville.
Yeah.
They never were. That doesn't matter.
No.
Right? Hindsight's like 2020. I'd be
hindsight, it's not even close to 2020 because I'm old.
But yeah.
It's in the hindsight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, my friend. Word of the day.
Oh, so
Your educational cap on.
Yep.
All right. I need some kind of pomp and circumstance music. I'll come up with that by next week.
Illinois.
Yep. Okay, bring it. Illinois.
It's a noun and a verb.
And a verb. I love those. Yeah. I love when we have the nouns and verbs.
It's a predicting brother. All right. Here we go. Some of the irritating behavior by a male, Jack's assist. No matter what he says, it annoy me.
Illinois me, much like Illinois does for me at some point. Yeah, and I think about we just drove through Illinois, the entire length of the state, and that's annoying. Illinois me.
So I heard you had some guests.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Good people, huh?
Oh man,
they raised the property value.
Yeah, but they're gone now, so the property value drops back down. Yeah, they're all on the road.
Well, you didn't even bring them into.
I didn't.
Scared?
Well, no. I thought about it, but we just got so busy. But they needed to meet Hank. But yeah, my niece and nephew from Arkansas. They live about an hour and a half from P. Ridge, and then we had the Jensen Street crew. I always talk about them from Mesa, Arizona, because they're always listening. They use the app. They go to the .com. They're on the road too.
You think they're listening to us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. So Jeff and Joyce and the crew.
I'd like to apologize to Jeff and Joyce then for having you
as a relative.
Tough life they lead.
Yeah, and I'm sure they would probably apologize to you for being a coworker.
Right.
They get it.
I talked to some people had some nice people from Ithaca High School come in the other day.
Yeah, that was really good.
I said, do you know Adam? Adam who?
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that at family reunions. Adam who?
Adam who? I didn't know you had a who deal.
Yeah, and I've got a name tag and everything. And
it's who?
Well, you got to show up at like 3:38 in the morning or they deadbolt you out of the family reunion. But you got to learn the tricks.
Yeah, it seems to me they could change them by now, though, buddy.
Yeah, well, you just got to keep
bob and weave. I believe my biggest sympathy goes out to your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody says that. They do.
Yeah, she's tough.
Yeah.
She lives talking about.
She's a tough Carlene for sure to be able to put up with me.
Talking about. What did we say in this?
Well, you're looking for that. I'm going to let you know that your love line.
Yeah.
Your latest one. I'm going to try that on Carlene.
Or so.
Yeah.
You're like a bug zapper in August.
Snap. I'm going to bring a sound effect CD with me so I can.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Yeah. That'll be best.
Well, anyway, I was talking about for Carlene. A couple dashes of shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor woman.
She understands shame though because she married me. She gets it.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just trying to lift you up.
Oh, and you know what? If anybody could do it, she can do it.
If anybody sees Philip today,
yeah, let us know.
Could you please tell him to come back to work?
Yeah,
I
still don't know who you're talking about.
I know.
I didn't do anything with him. I don't even know who you mean.
I'm gonna go check the dumpsters.
Yeah, you
buddy.
Better.
So. Hey, have a good day. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Be
and
kind.
Yeah, Monday we'll see you here.
Yes, sir.
Hank Bray, everybody.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh. And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
We got a great morning planned for you at 7:45. Joanne Krulantz is in with a news update. And right around the corner, we'll see who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. We'll do that in 60 seconds.
Make plans for Saturday, July 19th, the Heart of Casanova Celebration 2025 at Memorial Park. Jumpstart your morning with a pancake breakfast. Then, lace up for the energizing 5K run walk. Hoop It Up with 3-on-3 basketball, or you can watch the splash-filled raft races. Then, gather for live festival music and a sky full of fireworks as dusk turns into starry night. Don't miss Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Casanova Celebration, Saturday, July 19th. Races, rigs, and revelry. We'll see you there.
It's time right now for birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO, sponsored by the great folks at the Shoebox down in Black Earth, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We're going to jump in and let you know we have a birthday wish coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about it today. Lisa Geishert from all your family, including, hope you have a great day, Auntie Lisa. That from Mara and Ruthie. Also to our mom, Lisa Geishert, we hope you have an awesome day from Joshua and TJ. And happy birthday wishes to Lisa Geishert. Have the best day you can, and we love you. From Dad, Mom, and the family. Lyle Rongholt turns 92 years old today. Happy birthday, Lyle. Lots of people thinking about you, including your wife, Mary, Jeff and Lori, Greg and Elaine, Mark and Carrie in there, Deanne and Randy and the family, all the rest, and all the grandkids wishing Lyle a very happy birthday. Happy birthday wishes to Marianne Parker from Ron, Rich, and Norman. Happy birthday wishes going out to Randy Sanders from Park Street Christian Church. Christine Haiti makes the 5 points Lutheran Church list today. Happy birthday wishes to Arlene Peterson from Sacred Heart Parish. Devere Anderson is celebrating that. No, coming out to Devere from Jay and Linda. Jane Kepler, happy birthday wishes as you have a great weekend of celebrating from your favorite sister. Devere Anderson, the Mick Memorial Park Board would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Thanks for all the help. They appreciate you. 5 Points Lutheran Church has Lyle Rongholt celebrating today. Here's a happy belated birthday to Alan Umbahan from his kids. Happy birthday wishes to Harriet Schrader and Lisa Tennant from Linda and Mel. Bobby G. Rice, Harriet Schrader, and then Dave and Brianna Turk celebrating an anniversary. They're all on the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Dave and Brianna Turk celebrating an anniversary. Ron Pittman, happy birthday wishes from Back Road Resurrection Life Church. From the Muscadet Blue Ribbon to Vocal Lions Club, Kim Baker, Harper Hellenbrand, Brianna Doherty, Thane Doherty. It's a birthday wish for Thad Clevin, Charlie Mum, and Amy Povelmacher. Then a couple of anniversaries to tell you about. Mark and Emily Chitwood, Andy and Kim Stahl, and Amy and Brent Steadley, again from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And a birthday wish to Tatum Clace, Christine Haiti, and an anniversary for Magdalene and Eric Hauser from the Richland Center Lions Club.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Wells Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
W-R-C-O.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Mainly cloudy and muggy today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms are likely. Heavy rain is possible in areas, with especially later this afternoon, with a high of 79. Humid tonight with areas of rain, fog, and some thunder rumbles, a low of 66. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 65, it's 68 degrees.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com. We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Flash floods are usually the result of intense storms dropping large amounts of rain within a short amount of time. It can also happen when a storm stalls and stays stuck over the same area. Brittany Merlo fills us in.
These floods can occur with little or no warning and can reach full peak within just a few minutes. And it only takes 6 inches of water to knock you down, and with only 1 foot, it can float your car and carry it away.
Yeah, so we don't have an established standard on when to close the road. But if there's standing water, what we would do is we would reach out to our regional offices that maintain those roads and also work with state patrol to determine if we need to close the road or not.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
What we do try to do is leave the road open if we can, just so people don't have to divert or go a different route. But really, if determined that there's a safety need, they will go ahead and close the highway.
It's a process, though, and could take some time with all of the moving parts at work. Closing ramps, setting up cones.
The law in Wisconsin is you should drive as fast as prudent. You know, So if the conditions warrant driving slower, you really should drive slower. Otherwise, you can get a ticket for that. So if somebody does see a truck speeding by and they have concerns, they can call, you know, their local dispatch and report that.
She also said that stopping and pulling over underneath an overpass is okay to do. Just be sure to have your hazards on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about whether to run again. Savannah Tomei Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term. 55% say he should not. And 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has officially endorsed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor for the 2026 State Supreme Court election. Senator Baldwin called Judge Taylor fair, impartial, and committed to making sure the law protects the rights and freedoms of everyone in a statement earlier this week. Judge Taylor first announced her candidacy in late May and will challenge the incumbent conservative-backed Justice Rebecca Bradley for the seat. A victory in the 2026 election would give liberal-backed justices a 5-2 majority on the state's highest court. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has signed onto a letter to Kirsten Hillman, the U.S. ambassador to Canada, requesting that she urge the country to improve its forest management practices. The letter is based on severe wildfire seasons over the past few years that have been blowing harmful smoke across the northern border. It claims that a lack of active forest management has contributed to the increasingly severe wildfires, limiting the ability of Midwest residents to enjoy the outdoors during the summer due to dangerous air quality conditions. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded nearly $2.3 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward worker training grants to 18 Wisconsin employers across the state to train more than 1,000 workers to meet workforce needs in the construction, customer service, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation sectors. The grants provide funds to reimburse the cost of occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and current workers that will support career growth by qualifying trainees for full-time work, a higher level of employment, or increased wages. Some projects include partnerships with community organizations, local employers, and industry associations. One of the projects funded is Skinner Transfer Corporation in Sauk County, the recipient of $6,328. In partnership with Mid-State Technical College, Skinner Transfer will provide one employee diesel technician training to help fill a maintenance shop workforce gap. The trainee could receive a wage increase of $11.25 or more per hour.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $399 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Friday, July 11th. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79 of Spring Green, died last Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as the result of an accident. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home this morning from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Nelson Peer, 94, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Amplify Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at Backroads Methodist Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be rendered by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393 of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Nelson Peer, 94, of Boscobel. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbill, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Leona L. Kelbill, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or a charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of service at 1. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump visiting Texas today to assess damage from the catastrophic flooding that killed 121 people. More than 160 are still listed as unaccounted for. A federal judge in New Hampshire issuing a ruling prohibiting President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship by certifying a class action suit on behalf of all children who will be affected. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
Predictably, they're saying, here we go again. Another district court judge has gone off his rocker. He is violating the spirit of the Supreme Court's decision. And so all eyes are going to be back on the Supreme Court, probably in a matter of weeks, that this will make its way back up to the justices again, at least in an emergency basis. And they'll be asked to weigh in on what this New Hampshire judge did is a class action.
Brazil's current president says he will impose retaliatory tariffs if President Trump follows through on 50% tariffs over Brazil's criminal trial.